What's up, everybody? This is Cash.
This is Bass.
Boozer.
This is Steve Boogie.
And this is J.E.
And you're listening to the High Life Show. Check us out.
Yo, Internet, PDX, the entire world. This is Steve Boogie, de facto host of the High Life Show. I have the High and Low Lives with me, minus one. Chili Mango God is in the building. Loving motherfucking Bass. Big Boozer with the hat to the back. And Cash, a.k.a. Spock Dollar Sign, is not with us tonight. I can't think of a halfway witty dad joke to rationalize his absence. So he's not here, and he'll be back soon. That's what I've been told from the powers that be. But, all right. Chili, how you doing tonight, bro?
You know, I'm doing all right, man. It's been a decent week. Low-key stuff going on. Trying to get things figured out, but you know, other than that, nothing to complain about right now, except my car. I don't have it, but
what happened to it, bro?
My turbo went on my car, man.
The turbo went? What the fuck? Yeah. The drag racing at night?
Nah, I wish, man. I wish I had a cool reason, but I have nothing. I live where there's a lot of hills. It's very mountainous where I live. And I don't know if that contributed to the problem, but, you know, that's when I noticed my car was losing power. I was driving up the hill. I couldn't get past 50 miles an hour.
Okay. I was about to say, was you trying too hard to get up that hill? Were you putting the pedal to the metal too much?
Listen, if you guys have driven with me, I don't drive that fast.
I drive
pretty safe. But, you know, out here, the hills roll all the time.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So on my way home, I was driving back to my back to upstate New York, and I got maybe an hour out, man, and I couldn't. I had to turn around. My car was losing power, lights were on. I had to get it checked out. Yeah.
Damn, dog. How old is this car?
2015.
Okay.
It's not super old, and it's not many miles. I think about 53,000. So I don't know.
Without me being too much more intrusive, what model, brand, what type of car is it? Like, what
Volkswagen.
Make?
Volkswagen GTI.
Really? I heard they make their cars pretty durable. So I find it odd that they go out at 53,000. What's up, Boozer?
Unless it's a diesel.
I don't have diesel,
but
though.
It's not.
It's manual, though.
I have a manual, but I don't think that would make much of a difference. I don't know. We'll see.
You got me thinking.
Turbo made it go. Allowed the engine to be more efficient. It's weird. I guess I don't know how incorporated turbos are into the engine, because I thought it was more of like it pushes air into the engine to make it accelerate faster.
That's what I want to believe, because I've been putting my car in sports mode the last 2-3 weeks. And now Chile has me, because I live in a hilly state as well. Colorado's pretty hilly and mountainous as well. And I've been riding up and down I-25 with the sports mode on that motherfucker like a jackass. So you gotta be worried, man. But so what's the plan? Are you like you gotta get you in the market, put up the car? Are you just gonna, you know, pedestrian it for a little while? Like what you gonna do?
Yeah, man, I got bikes on deck. I don't have a car right now.
That's right. Beyond being Chili Mango God, you're also the bike god. That's true. You got like 8 bikes. So
that's right. Good. I can tell you what's going on with bicycles, but when it comes to cars, I won't lie to you. I know nothing.
Well, that's kind of like, I think Booz's department, right? Like, I think Booz is the one out of all of us that knows about cars.
That's right.
Your time to shine, bro. No pressure.
Yeah, no pressure. I can't help with this. This is very sophisticated of an issue. But no, the best part of the story, right, Chili Mango, is what?
Oh, yes. It's covered under warranty. So my turbo, I don't have to pay anything for it other than the diagnostic that they checked on my car. So
100.
I'm good to go. 153 to be exact. Listen, I'm not even going to get into the particulars, but I'm kind of upset with Volkswagen right now. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, it's at the dealership. That's why.
It's a German car. Let's just leave it at that.
It's the dealership. They're like, I'm going to charge you $100 to plug in this little thing and read a computer.
They know they didn't need to do that. They knew what the problem was.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully they fucking fix the problem expeditiously.
Yeah, how long are they?
So they can be back on the streets.
Yeah, that's another issue. I can't get in contact with anybody over there, and I'm starting to get pissed off.
Oh, they stole your fucking car. We gotta file.
Yeah, what's the name of this body shop?
Yes, they stole your car, don't we?
It's the dealership.
It's Volkswagen dealership out here. It's Cochran. I'm gonna put their name on it. Low lives of the week.
Yeah, low lives.
It's probably because they're understaffed. They're understaffed. They probably don't got no desk person, so the mechanics are not gonna answer the phone.
They got a desk.
They sure as hell won't.
Because every time I called like 5-6 times already. Listen, I'm about to show up.
On a bike?
Yeah, 30 miles
on some Debo shit. On some Debo shit on Friday.
I don't care.
Rest in peace. Tell me about the Friday on some Debo shit.
I'm on 10 right now. I need my car now.
Yeah, man. That's like Pittsburgh. I mean, Pittsburgh, you can still get around pretty relatively decently, but still. You know, it's not like New York or nothing like that. You need your car.
I don't have a car warranty. I don't have that type of warranty.
The dealerships. No.
They didn't got no courtesy, nothing. They didn't even give me a shuttle ride back. It was like you further than 10 miles out of distance, so we can't even give you a ride
back. Oh, fuck them, dude.
That's COVID, yo. I remember before COVID, they give you a courtesy car. Unless you have a BMW, then you can always get that courtesy car. But
yeah,
they're like, yeah.
Fuck them. They being cheap.
Yeah, they playing games. I'm upset with Volkswagen right now. I'm gonna leave it there before I get too much more upset about the situation.
Volkswagen, the high and low lives have a problem with you. You're wronging one of our members. You better check it real soon. You know what I'm saying? We heavy out in the streets.
Believe that.
Base, what up?
Doing good at my new job. So,
work
4 days a week now. So today's my Friday.
You have 4 days a week in continuum. So, like, how does that work? Do you have to, like, have to work longer?
Yeah, so four 10-hour days.
Oh, that's not bad at all, though. I'd take that.
Yeah. And then I get a three-day weekend every week.
That's tremendous.
Yeah.
So, you have tomorrow, then you go back on Monday.
Yep.
I would prefer to have Monday off, but, yeah, like, hey, fuck it, man. Three-day weekend is a three-day weekend.
Oh, like you would shift it to, like, Tuesday. I mean, yeah, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yeah, because, like, for me, it's like, I mean, you know, all our lives we've been thinking, like, we've been programmed to think Sunday's the beginning of the week or, like, the end of the weekend. So it's like I would like to have the weekend extended a little bit.
Yeah.
So I can hang out a little or do whatever the hell I want and then have knowing that I can wake up that Monday while I'm, like, it's, like, the top of the weekend. I don't know. But still, that's fucking tremendous, man. Congrats.
Yeah.
You'll be hanging out by yourself on Sunday night, though, because everybody else got to go to work on Monday morning.
That's cool. I got enough hobbies.
No, I was talking about Thieves' dream scenario.
He wanted to party tonight and just wake up late.
I know, but I'm saying he's partying by himself.
That's fine. I do that all the time. It's great. You guys should try it.
Got a party in your room on that bed under the blanket.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Let me stop. At a point. But I owe you one, Boozer. You're getting spicy now, and I like it. I got besides cash, I got somebody to spar with. I appreciate.
Oh yeah, I got to fill in, right? Somebody got to fill in.
No. It's all good.
I will pick up the mantle.
But nah, base. That's what's up, bro. That's what it is, man. Like you have I think you're gonna be at a show soon, right? Like with Shady Pines Radio. Like there's like a weekly DJ set or something like that now. Like what
they're doing, I think it's once a month. They have it sounds like they have like kind of like a residency sort of at the Cruise Room Annex. So it's like I've never been there before, but I've seen it on Instagram and like that part, the annex is like where they do like shows. So there's like a stage. You know what I mean? And they're going to have a show there from like this week, 3 to 10, I think it is. And I'm going to be doing the closing DJ set from 9 to 9:45. So it's going to be cool.
Nice.
They're holding down a stage for 7 hours.
They have enough people to do it.
I believe it. All right. All the Shady Pines DJs.
Yeah.
And Bass is going to have a big sign. Bass is going to have a big sign there saying, hey, let me know what you want me to play.
And I think it's live. I think they're going to be broadcasting it live, I think.
Yeah?
I think so. Right.
You're going to hurt somebody's feelings on live on the IG, man. Some poor soul going to come up there saying, hey, I want to hear fucking, I don't know, Peaches or whatever that shit is.
You're not coming on the stage. You're not, you're like,
Oh, it's a stage.
Yeah, it's a stage.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
I doubt that.
So you're guarded from the public. That's good.
Yeah.
All right, man. Shout out to Bass. Loving motherfucking Bass. Shout out to Shady Pines Radio. You know, our platform. Check us out every Thursday. Big Boozer with the hat to the back. I presume that's a Mets hat. Fitted. How are you, sir?
That is right. Good. Nas style with the Mets fitted to the back, right?
He did. He did just drop an album. Have you listened? You listened to a little bit of it, yeah?
I listened to the whole thing twice.
What are your thoughts?
Good. It's a good sequel to the first Kings. Yeah.
I like the second half of the album.
Yeah, I'm the opposite. I like the first half more. I like the whole thing, but I found myself wanting to replay more of the first half versus the second half. Unfortunately, starting with the Lauryn Hill song is where I feel like it dropped off.
You also don't approve her comeback, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it was fine. It's just I'm not as over the moon as everyone else is. I guess everyone's just starved for hearing, you know, to hear her, period. So whatever she could have came on there and mumbled shit for, you know, 60 seconds and people would have loved it.
Or would have been even better.
She did. I'm not suggesting she did that.
She could have waited for a half a minute, just like how she does on her shows. Oh, let me stop.
Yeah. Also, the Eminem verse I thought was whack.
Yeah. Eminem is washed up to me at this point. Mace disagrees.
Like, that track is, I like it a lot. It's actually one of my favorites. But his verse, I was like, meh. And then I saw, like, people, of course, writing about it. Like, oh, he proved he's one of the rap nerds. And, like, okay, yeah. But
fuck him. Yeah, man. All right. Enough. Yeah. Charlamagne, I saw a clip today, and I think we're hopping around here. But Charlamagne, on the Brilliant Idiots podcast, he said, most people who you would pit Eminem against in a versus would probably wash him up. Like, Eminem and versus Jay, like, he has... Don't get me wrong, he has hit records, but he don't have no shit where it's like, oh, yo, this is my shit. He don't have stuff like that. He doesn't. I agree with Charlamagne.
If you're putting him up against
Mace disagrees. But go ahead, Boozo. I want to hear Bass's thoughts after this.
Yeah, if you're putting him up against Jay and
anyone, like, right? Snoop, like a Drake or like anyone like that's in his pantheon, like at his level, I would say, you know?
I don't know about anyone, man, because you go back to, like, if it's people our age and older, like...
I would just say it has to be someone at the top of the game, like a Drake or a Kanye or a Jay-Z or a Nas.
Yeah, Jay-Z or Nas, that'd be the only people I'd be acceptable.
The best one, I think his best one, his best verses to me probably would have been Rest in Peace against, like, DMX, because I kind of look at them as, like, two sides of the same coin with some of the, you know...
Okay.
Some of the stuff they, like, you know, personal battles and things like that, they rap about a lot. But I kind of, like, what I took from what Charlamagne said was, there's no dispute that Eminem has had a lot of commercial success and all that stuff. But, like, his songs hit different than other hit songs. You know what I'm saying?
I hear that. I hear it.
Like, and you're not going to be in a club. You're not going to be in a club or loud saying, lose yourself. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Right.
But it's a hit.
I would say his style, like, is more similar to someone, and I'd probably get flack for this, a Redman. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Redman's catalog of music, but, you know, the shock value, the lyricism, definitely the MCing part. Yeah, just because Redman probably doesn't have the same amount of hits as Eminem, I feel like their styles are very similar. And when you do a versus, if you don't really match styles and, you know, somebody kind of outshines, we saw that. It could be a long night. It could be a long night.
It was a long night for Harlem, a week or so.
Man, I didn't listen. We got to stay on topic. We're talking about Eminem, and then we're talking about Boozer.
Preview, we have a topic coming up where we will be able to revisit this issue.
All right. So let's table it for now, Chili. But to be continued.
That's fine.
D-Block. My bad, Boozer. We were initially talking about, like, King's Disease too. I feel you. I gotta listen to the first half again. I feel like that first half was more commercially driven, like, you know, more modern music. It was all very good, but I don't know. Like, when I listen to Nas, I'm listening for a particular, you know, style of music. You know what I'm saying? like grass, what I call these grassroots hip hop, talking about where you at in life and shit like that. And I think my favorite song from him off that is probably My Bible. And then I like No Phony Love with Charlie Wilson. I love Charlie Wilson, like the way he sings.
Yeah. So I think Nas Is Good is actually one of the best songs on there, and that's actually
was another one. That was like my third pick. Yeah.
Yeah. But for me, YKTV, which is exactly what you just described about being a commercial, current generation song, because it's got A Boogie and YG, but it slaps.
It's good.
Nas is able to like make a song with those guys and sound like he's good. Above them, like he's on that level of of doing it. So I felt like it was and he struggled with that over his career, right?
Mm-hmm. He's had commercial like legitimate bangers like Hot Boy. And all shit like that. But I'm sorry.
No, but like people criticize him sometimes when he does try to go the commercial route and kind of steer out of what we consider his lane. But I thought here there was no, like, if you just listen to the song in a vacuum, it's a good song.
Yeah, he didn't overdo it. You know what I mean? Yeah. He's not using a bunch of like their terminology and shit on there. He's just rapping. Like, it's not, to your point, it's Nas on there. It's not like he's trying to sound like them. It's how Nas probably should sound on a modern record. Yeah,
and he's just flexing, which is cool to hear.
The motherfucker, I think he's like made too many stock, investment moves.
I know, he can't stop himself rapping about
it. It's amazing though. It's amazing. Yeah, yeah. I mean, shit, I would too. If you made moves worth $100 million, I'd fucking say something about it.
Yeah.
Inspirational purposes.
Maybe to some extent he's trying to keep up with Jay on that level, because Jay keeps every new track he's on, it's about a new business venture, right? Mm-hmm. Well, he at least like mentions it.
Right. That's what I like about the both of them, though, bro. I like that they rap about their current situation, whether it's perceived to be I'm balling out of control or not. They really talk about where their life is now or things that they have dealt with in the past. It's like very rarely do you hear them talk about hypotheticals or talk about like the most exaggerated shit ever. You know what I mean? It's like, motherfucker, you. I mean, some of that shit sound good, but it's like, yo, you were not fucking, Pablo Escobar. Like, chill.
Right.
Even though Nas calls himself Escobar sometimes, but he keeps it pretty. He
built his career on slaying dope.
Yeah, yeah, but it's like they don't, it doesn't seem like they exaggerate the truth that much, from their prior lives. But everything else good though, bro. Like everything else good on the home front and all of that.
Yeah, everything is cool, man.
Petals made her debut on social media.
Yes, for all the listeners who want to see what Petals looks like, she's finally up on the IG.
Yep.
So you can take a look there. She had her first vet visit today. That went well. They also have no idea what the hell like she's really comprised of and how big she's going to be. They were like, I think Petco sells a DNA kit for like $80. You could get that. I'm like, okay. I guess I was expecting them to offer like a really sophisticated one, and no, they're just like go to the store and buy.
You should buy Petals some of that beer. You should buy Petals some.
Oh yeah.
The Bush's Dogs beer, made of herbs, spices, vegetables, pork broth. Gotta have the pork broth. I want some of that shit.
To imagine she like you have to wait like she's too young for it.
it's non-alcoholic and all that stuff. There's no.
I know, but I'm like still. I don't know that she needs to be ingesting pork broth and stuff at 3.5 months.
Oh, she's young,
Yeah.
That's what makes champions. You know what I mean?
It was cool, right? It is a cool thing that they made. They developed Bush's.
Yeah, have a cold one, which you. It's your furry friend,
right? Yeah,
yeah. I would definitely get that for a dog, my dog, whenever I get it eventually. But all right, fellas, glad to hear everybody's doing well. Let's get into the motherfucking show.
You didn't discuss yourself though, man. How you just skip over yourself?
I'm doing okay. I can't complain. My house is starting to look like someone lives here instead of like someone just dumped a fucking closet or a fucking storage room somewhere. So, you know, furniture's more or less all here now. Getting grounded in Colorado. I'm learning a lot about like this altitude thing though, man. Like I didn't think it would take that long for me to adjust, but it's taking a minute for me to adjust. And my workouts have been having to be cut in half. Or some days I can't even finish the shit, man, because it's like you really can't breathe. Like it's really hard to breathe sometimes. Like I'm like shit. Like for what I'm doing, because like I'll do calisthenics and I'll hop back on the jump rope and like I can barely get through that shit. But they do say it takes like a month or whatever, so I'm trying to like, you know, pace myself a little bit.
You're gonna be a beast though, aren't you?
Yeah. that's why I'm like, it's worth it. I'm gonna keep it going, you know.
When you come back to sea level and go to the gym, you're gonna be doing fucking backflips over the bar and shit with your muscle.
You're motherfucking right. You're motherfucking right.
On Earth.
Yeah, man. Yeah. That's like one of the added bonuses. But you don't, but that's another crazy thing though, guys. Like there's not a lot of people in these Colorado gyms though. There's not a lot.
What you mean?
There's not a lot of people in there. There's not like at least the gym does not.
They're just busy eating buffalo balls and shit.
Wait, is that what Colorado's known for? Because I've been asking, like,
no.
I've been asking around.
No.
Rocky Mountain oysters. I just know because, like I said, I was talking to like one of the docs that I knew. He was talking about Rocky Mountain oysters, and I'm like, what is that? And he told me to look it up, and I looked it up, and you know, I know what it is now.
Tell the people; they deserve to know as well.
They're known for weed.
Colorado.
It was legalized. It was like one of the first days
and
California.
Snowboarding.
And mountain climbing.
Yes, yes. I did mountain climb there before.
And Rocky Mountain oysters, which are buffalo testicles. So, and I hear it's delicacy.
Yeah, we can have that shit, you know.
Yeah.
I'm good.
It is.
I ain't no balls, so come on.
Well, when Cash gets there, you're eating it with him.
Yeah, the fuck I am. He's going to eat that shit. I ain't eating that shit.
Hey, man, you got to enjoy life.
I'm not. You ain't gonna force me to eat no fucking Rocky. Y'all better square the fuck up. I hope y'all ready to fucking fight. I ain't no fucking Rocky Mountain oysters. You know, fucking bull testicles. What's wrong with y'all? No, I refuse. But now it's mad shit to do out here, though, man. Like, is the Great Dunes? It's apparently like some mountain area or something like that, where it seems like somebody scooped up a piece of the Sahara Desert and just dumped it in the middle of Colorado. Because like you get, I'm serious. Like there's like a bunch of sand around it. It looks like you're in the desert, but in the backdrop you see the mountains there. So, you know, I've been gathering a lot of information the past couple of weeks or whatever, like places to go and all that stuff. But yeah, man. Slowly but surely getting my feet planted here and all of that stuff, and learning the city, learning the town, and all of that. And aside from that, I'm here with you guys. I'm recording from my bedroom as Booza. So. Generously reminded me, you know.
At least it's not the bathroom.
Yeah, it could be better. Yeah, it could be worse. You know what I mean? You could be hearing toilet flushes and shit. Even though I live alone. But anyway.
What's going on, you listeners out there? This is J.E., a.k.a. Chili Mango God, repping for the high and low lives. And I want to tell you a little bit about the show that I'm on, The High Life Show. Every week, we discuss the hottest topics, including sports, entertainment, politics, social justice issues, as well as world events. And we also give our unique spin on it, of course. If you're in search of thought-provoking, insightful, hilarious, and sometimes edit-point-worthy soundbites, look no further. You can check us out every Thursday here on Shady Pines Radio, 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks for listening to us and all the great shows here on Shady Pines Radio.
Shady Pines Radio.
Let's get into it, man. The end of the Olympics. I think the USA was on top, yeah? Like, we had the most gold medals, the most medals, period. Right, Booza?
I think so.
Yeah,
That's what I saw last. No. Yeah, like we just edged out China for the most gold.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, I feel like all of our consternation and apprehension in the beginning, like, because we got zero gold medals in day one, was for nothing, because by the end of the shit, like you said, we were on top. So yeah, good going.
USA basketball,
got USA Olympic personnel all the way around.
Yeah, he sounds like the fucking manager of the team. Go ahead, Matt, sorry.
No, the basketball team, Team USA basketball, as Chile was the only one who had faith that they would win gold.
That's right.
Sure enough, they did, and KD held it down, and then signed a four-year extension with the Brooklyn Nets.
Let's go. Oh, he did sign a four-year extension. Wow.
Oh yeah, $298 million.
Oh, yo, wasn't like Dennis Schroeder or somebody like that? He's a dickhead. Didn't he lose like he lost out on $84 million to play with the Lakers, and now he's playing with like 5.9 of the Celtics?
Correct, for 1 year.
I didn't read the article. His wife snapped back at people, and I didn't get to read what she said. I wish I would have read it.
His wife should probably sit down. It's not a big deal, though. Honestly, I don't think it's a
it's a better move for him. He's not going to be – you know how many point guards he got in front of him to play now? Like, he wouldn't have gotten him.
I mean, more exposure maybe, but, like, the money. You know, $84 million over the course of 4 years.
Yeah.
Like, in 1 year, he's doubling, like, what he's making at 1 year at the Celtics.
That contract he's signing is only for 1 year, right, with the Celtics?
Right.
So then,
I mean, he could re-up for more.
Negotiate, yeah.
Makes sense. It's a possibility, you know, but I don't know. If I was in the same situation, I'm on a, you know, championship caliber team. I'm not going to lie, my resume a little bit, and I can get that bag after, because LeBron is going to be gone after this year or next year, guys. Let's be honest. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, why? He just brought all his buddies, right?
He's playing. And
he brought a bunch of old dudes though. I get that theory. Basically.
Again, his buddies.
He's bringing a bunch of old buddies though. Like all of them are like in there. Like I think the youngest one is Westbrook, 32. And Westbrook is 32. Yeah, I mean we don't even have to talk about how old and washed Carmelo is. I like Carmelo. I want him to win a championship. And
he's
all
the same as LeBron, isn't he? The same age.
Whoa.
Yeah, he's same age. But LeBron, age. LeBron,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
LeBron
not
is
the same players.
Yeah, yeah, it's not definitely the same caliber. Yeah, but yeah, man. I don't know. If I was Dennis, I'd probably take that contract.
I would have left. Of course, looking back on it now, he would have taken it, right? Because he thought the reason he turned it down is because he fully expected he was going to get a longer contract for more money.
Count off.
And it just so happens that when he turned down the Lakers offer, he's like, we're going to go in this direction, and we're going to go sign motherfucking Russell Westbrook.
Mm-hmm.
And they have their backup point guard. I think they drafted one as well, so they didn't need him.
Mac, don't forget Mac.
And then other teams just never came around because they rushed to sign big-name players as well and basically used up all their cap space. So nobody has money left to sign a player for like damn near $100 million. So
I wonder how deep their bench is. How deep is the Lakers bench?
Lakers?
It's pretty. They really.
Do they have more players? Yet. I guess my question is this: like, they have a pretty good all-star team at this point, yeah. But like, what happens when like LeBron and AD and Westbrook have to rest, right? Like, can somebody come off the bench and just, you know, keep the ops at bay?
They got a bunch of potential.
As they were saying, a modern rap record.
They got a bunch of potential, so like any one of them can step up. I don't know who it is, but I remember seeing some of it on Instagram, being like, okay, it's looking like they really are trying to keep that B squad up. So, but we'll see. We'll see what happens when LeBron's yelling at them if they can still play.
I mean, their bench is pretty trash. Because remember, they gave up to Kuzma to get Westbrook. Right, Schroeder's not there anymore. They have Austin Reeves, who doesn't even have a fucking picture on on the NBA.com website. Kendrick Nunn, all right, he is okay, but he's fourth year in the league and hasn't done much. I think he played at Providence. Malik Monk, okay, he's good for like 10-12 minutes a night. They got Mac McClung, all right,
yep,
rookie, see what he could do. Wesley Matthews, another 15 minutes a night, 20 maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Talon Horton Tucker, so see what he could do. He was good.
He's decent. He's decent.
Showed flashes.
Mm-hmm.
Right, he's the best one on here. They have Devontae Kaycock. I don't know. I never heard of him. Ken Bazemore. Okay, defense, good. Trevor Ariza, old as shit, but good defense. Yeah. And then they got the third Antetokounmpo brother. So Kostas, nobody knows who the fuck he is, and apparently he's a forward. So their bench is pretty...
Okay, it's pretty sturdy. So that's what I think about when you get these like all-stars together like that, right? Like, what happens when they need to rest? You know, can the team, can the supporting cast hold it together? Did the Nets make any acquisitions?
Oh, yeah. Who do we get? We signed Patty Mills,
mm-hmm.
right, who just won the bronze medal at the Olympics for Australia.
Mm-hmm.
They re-signed Blake and Brown. I forgot his first name, but those were good re-signs. They extended Durant, and they're about to extend both Kyrie and Harden as well.
Yeah, I was gonna ask, what about the wild card, Kyrie?
Last I read, he's about to re-sign. So they're gonna lock in the big three for another 4 years of all three of them being together.
Yeah,
that's pretty wild.
Yep.
Maybe they'll get back LaMarcus Aldridge since he apparently is trying to come back.
That's a hard sell for me if I was a GM, if I was on making a decision. I think we talked about that last week. Like, I don't know about that. Hope he, you know, I'm pretty sure he's good now, but, you know, I don't know if I'd have him on my team.
You do like your contracts.
LiAngelo got a 4-point play base.
Previously on the High Life Show.
Man, I'm going to start posting sports topics. I'm getting tired of and LiAngelo Ball, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to start posting shit. I respect it, though. You're like, well, fuck it. You ain't going to post nothing.
Right, that's kind of what it is, right? Like, you got nothing else to talk about. Might as well.
Yeah.
I heard you. I'm like, oh, okay. Back, back. That's what we're going to talk about. Nobody post nothing.
Nah, fuck it. No. I'm getting tired of that.
Yeah, I've been catching flack for putting him in every week, but
you have a Jello fan club going? Is there an Instagram page?
I should start it.
Right now, it'd be a total membership of one.
That's not true.
I like Jello because he's like the underdog, the kind of coming back from being put out, and he seems to be stepping up and playing hard. So it was just like watching him in summer league so far. I think everyone's like, oh my gosh, I'm so surprised that they haven't seen him play since Chino, and then I think that league that his dad created. So, but I think he needs some more development, obviously, because he hasn't been playing in the NBA. But I think it'll be good once he gets up and he gets going. So it's just a cool story. And yeah, I'm rooting for him. Him and Mac McClung.
I'm with you on the Mac one. Another great white hope in the NBA.
I just don't get how Mac didn't get drafted. Like, I don't even.
He's what, a 6'1", 6'2" guard?
Okay.
Suspect shot.
Yeah, the shooting. He's more of like a. Yeah, you need to be able to shoot three pointers in this league.
And I don't think he's banging on NBA players the way he was in college and high school.
We'll see, though.
But I want to see that. That is why I want to watch him. Yes, the first poster he gets in the NBA, I might cop it. Because whoever is on the other side of it, their career might be over.
Yeah, I'm looking for those, too. He's on the late. So Mac is on. He got signed to the...
So he was on the Summer G League team.
Did he get a deal? Because
signed him. They just haven't announced how much it was for. So he is way ahead of the Jello, you know.
Yeah, because Jello still got to prove himself in summer league.
Right. Jello's hitting fucking game winners and four-point plays, and still nobody's trying to sign.
Because Mac didn't do anything to piss people or upset people or blacklist themselves. So his road is a little bit better, but We will see.
You know, Bass, you started out by mentioning, like, you know, how Jello made the journey from, like, the D leagues or the summer leagues or whatever the case. You know who else is doing that right now? Well, who's kind of, like, using that as a propeller to get back into the NBA? Isaiah Thomas. I saw some crazy stat line, dog. He's, like, averaging, like, 67 points a game. Like, I saw some crazy stat lines.
Did the Lakers sign him to their summer league?
They're thinking about it. I don't know if they signed him to a summer league, but then, like, other developmental leagues I've seen him in. Like, I don't have the stats right next to me. Somebody maybe we can look it up. But, like, he, in one game, I think he dropped, like, 80-something points. And then another game was, like, 60-something. He's, like, balling out of control. So, he's making a heavy campaign to get back into the league now. And I think, yeah, to Bass's point, he's the Lakers are, like, really looking at him right now. So
if they sign him, they need to let him play. Don't do, like, a pity signing. Like, seems right. Like he's been trying to get better, and, like, he should be out there playing on the floor. So, like, I hope they don't do it as, like, a pity thing and then he don't get off the bench, because I'm sure that's not what he wants to do. He wants to play. So.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, what is a pro-am? Professional amateur league? Is that what pro
is? Is there something below the summer league, the G League?
I guess so, because that's where he's playing. He's in a pro-am league, though.
Yeah, I couldn't tell, because I never heard of none of those teams, and I saw the team, and I was like, what is this? I thought it was like a Rucker kind of thing he was playing in. But I guess there is a league.
But yeah, he dropped 81. That's still kind of crazy. Good.
Yeah. He was, like, crying, I think, too, or something like that.
He made somebody fall.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. I did see that, yeah.
Yeah, it looks like he was showing out, man. You score 81 points in any fucking game, no matter if it's a pickup game, you're cooking. So he did it against other dudes who can actually play ball.
Yeah.
Scored 40 in the first half and then 41. Yeah. I mean, why is he out of the league again?
No interest, I guess, at this point.
And then that injuries, he wasn't really putting up numbers. I think he had like a 10-day contract with New Orleans
Pelicans.
And and he didn't really, you know, he didn't really show out. So, you know, you're not going to get selected over whoever else they got coming.
He got injured right after signing a big contract, right? Or right before?
Right before, I want to say, when he was on the Celtics. Like, right, he put up some good numbers, I think, in the playoffs. Then he got injured, and the interest kind of wavered, and no one really signed him after that. And then he's kind of been out in obscurity and trying to rehab himself back, and like Thief saying, I guess he's doing a good job now at this moment, so I don't know what they're going to do from this point on.
And this is going on like 3-4 years that he's been out. No,
possibly. I don't know the particulars, but yeah, that sounds about
it. Seems weird that, like, he'd be gone for that long.
Yeah, like, he couldn't get on someone's G League, I mean someone's, like, summer league, G League, or You know what I mean? Like,
he's undersized too. He's like 5'8", 5'9". You know. Yeah,
he's our height.
Yeah.
He's 5'11".
He's like my height, like me and Boots's height.
Yeah, and he was doing great things. Listen, I'm not saying that kept him out, but when you're undersized and you're hurt, it's kind of hard to sign somebody like that. You know what I mean?
As a point guard running
the offense.
That's true. Like, if I'm a coach, it's like, all right, number one, you're shorter than the average point guard. So, and then on top of that, you're prone to get hurt. Yeah, you're a liability, dog. Like, I like you, but, you know, you gotta think in black and white. You know?
Yeah, it was 4 years ago, apparently, that he was last, like, really in the league.
Mm-hmm. It's a different atmosphere, man. Speaking of atmospheres, though, Bass, I read this story that you shared about Matt Damon. Like, he, his wife is Argentinian, and he went with, like, her uncle to a soccer game. And the guy with the uncle was like, I don't want to steal a story from you, but go ahead, man.
No, he was saying that it's completely different. And he was it the uncle or father was like, yeah, we can go, but we can't bring the kids. And he was kind of confused, like, what do you mean? But then when he got there, he saw that, like, getting in there was, like, security. It's just, it just seemed wild. Yeah.
Where was the game?
It was
Argentina somewhere?
In Argentina?
Sorry, it's an Argentinian soccer game.
Okay. Yeah.
So, like, the first couple rows were typically the best couple of seats. Nobody sits in those seats because that's where, like, the crowd throws shit and all that stuff. And I'm like, what the fuck? That's my type of atmosphere. I would like that.
Seems crazy. It makes me want to go, though. It's like, it seems like a summer concert, or, like, you in the front row.
Y'all
are
wilding. Y'all are looking for trouble.
Like, future mosh pit.
You know,
we don't have anything they say that like there's nothing to compare it to, like in America, like the
type of good, because that means you can go to a ball game and feel safe and get home to your family.
For like a sport like we don't have it here.
Yes, I hear you. I'm glad. I don't want to go to a game where my life is in danger at any given second. No. I'm there to watch the sport.
Remember that clip we looked at? Like I think it was like a couple months ago.
Allison
at a Rock at a Colorado.
It was a Rockies.
It was a Rockies game, and like the Rockies fan got rockied. Like he got knocked. They got the shit knocked out of him.
Right. Yeah. It's one thing if it's like a random incident can happen. Right. Sure, that could happen. It happens all the time at NFL games. Right. People get drunk and belligerent. But if 100,000 people at any one of them could be the one.
You gotta have your basketball sneakers on. You gotta be ready.
Yeah, no Crocs. You can't wear no Crocs to that.
Nah, you gotta have ankle support out there.
Adventure mode.
Listen, I went to one soccer game in my life, and it was not even a professional game. It wasn't even remotely close to a professional game. There was about 50 people in the stands, and there were gunshots. So, and this is in Queens at St. John's. Like,
so this is like a normal
at a college game. Against a fucking no name, like way low level club team from Massachusetts versus a team from Queens. And somebody fucking let a couple off in the air and the SWAT team showed up.
Goodness.
Like, awkward. That's yeah. So I believe Matt Damon when he said what he said.
Yeah, Matt, a real one for doing that, though. You know, I don't think I would. I don't know if I would have did the same. I was like, I'm not.
I don't think he knew what he was getting himself into until he got there.
Right. Would he do it again? That's the question.
It was too late.
Now that he knows, would he go back?
I think he would.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
probably make a movie out of it.
Security, yeah, security detail.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I didn't know my life was in danger.
All right. Yeah, I can't think of too many situations where it's like, damn, I'm danger close right now. You know what I'm saying? There's only been a few. I mean, what's up? What's up, Chili?
I was going to say, wasn't Matt Damon Jason Bourne? I know it was a movie, but damn.
Yeah, he had to retain some of that something. Shit.
Yeah.
He was doing was wild.
Yeah. Come on. Right, Chili. He's fucking up right now. No, I'm just saying. Yeah, get ready, man. You know what you're doing. You got to save the fam. You got to save everybody. So, you know, I don't know.
Oh, man. All right, man. Let's get over into world news. Well, not world news, but maybe it did hit the world, like, you know, global level, I would definitely think. So the attempted coup back in January, Buza, the first defendants, the first rounds of the defendants have begun to, like, plead guilty. Like, what's going on with that?
Yeah, so specifically defendants when it comes to assaulting Capitol police officers. So the first two of those assholes have been they've been charged, and now two of them pled guilty. So we'll throw their names out there and toss them into low lives of the week. Scott Kevin Fairlamb of New Jersey and Devlin Thompson of Washington State. So Portland, watch out.
Treasonous bastards.
Yeah, so they've both pled guilty to assaulting law enforcement officers on January 6th. They are facing up to 20 years in jail, 3 years supervised release, and a $250,000 fine.
Don't drop the soap.
Yeah, so the, I guess the U.S. Attorney's Office that's prosecuting them is not fucking around. They're looking to throw the book at these motherfuckers.
Work as they should, man.
Yep.
You have to show like extreme. Like, what's that saying? You know, you have to return fire with extreme prejudice when, like, in situations like this. That was a legitimate coup. If they were successful, they could have made specific demands because what they had, like, it was like all the senators were in there, right?
Yeah.
Like, all of our Congress. Yeah. Everyone was in there. That's our legislative branch. Like, come on. So
yeah, so just some stats, which I mean, we haven't talked about this topic in a long time. So just to bring people up to speed, so more than 560 individuals have been charged with federal crimes in connection with the riot. So it feels like they just keep looking at the tapes and finding more and more people to arrest. And then five officers who were responding to the riots have now died, including four by suicide. So we know the one who was killed from the actual harm that was done to them during the riot, and now since the riot, four of them have killed themselves, which is just insane.
He killed himself? Wow.
Four of them have committed suicide.
Like, I'll never be able to go, like, follow their mindset, but I'm just trying to get, like, what would drive someone to commit suicide from that. But I guess it's just the turmoil that you're in. It's like, fuck, somebody's trying to take over this country, and I gotta do something about it, and I might die. So I guess it's, you know, somebody did die from it, a cop did die from it, or an officer did die from it, so... Your death experiences, I guess, will do that to you, man. But I, you know, that's wild. I didn't know some of the officers were committing suicide. That's crazy.
Yeah, I think a big part of it is like them probably feeling like some sense of responsibility for it getting that far, right? For the rioters to get as far into the Capitol as they did.
You think they killed themselves because of that? That's some samurai shit, dog.
It's complicated. I'm just trying to come up with a multitude of reasons. Mm-hmm. I would think that the fact that Republicans are trying to rewrite history and make it look like that day did not happen the way we all fucking saw with our own two eyes happened.
We didn't. Have we tackled that on this show? Have we tackled the critical race theory debate here?
I don't think so, but I don't think we should do it without Cash.
That'd be something for Cash to weigh in on. Cash, you need to hurry the fuck back from whatever it is you're doing. You know,
we got a hot one.
Yeah. we definitely should do like a deep dive into that. Because now I'm becoming privy to it, and I try not to watch too much news too often, but I have some thoughts on it too. All right, man. The New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, who, you know, was a proverbial star when the pandemic hit last year, has now resigned amid several sexual harassment cases that he has, you know, I think during the time that he was in the office and all of that. I mean, honestly, I think it is the right thing to do. You know, on one end, you look like this rock star of a governor trying to do its best to, like, you know, contain an outbreak in a heavily, overly populated metropolis. But on the other hand, you're playing grab ass and whatever else the hell you're doing with, like, these, you know, people that you're working with. And that's grotesque. There's never any, you just don't do shit like that. So I think it was the right move for him to make. He's desecrating, you know, the office, despite how well he's doing. You gotta keep, you know, like, no means no, man. If someone tells you, you know, hey, I'm not, it, as a man, I feel like you have to think, all right, if you are having that problem, you have to think, hey, what would I not want someone to say or do to my sister, my mom, aunt, girl, cousin, best friend, something like that.
Daughters,
right. Does Cuomo have daughters?
He's got three of them.
Jesus Christ. So, like,
all
yeah.
All in,
like,
their 20s.
All right. That's even, and, oh my God, it's the easiest thing in the world. So, I'm okay. These are, you know, these are all cases or whatever. He hasn't been found guilty or nothing yet or nothing like that. But still in all, man, like, where there's smoke, there's fire. So, I just feel like it was the right thing for him to do, despite the fact that he did great. In my opinion, from what I can see as a governor, I mean, I see him probably getting a show just like his brother Chris after a while. What do you guys think about all this?
I guess it's kind of mixed. Being from New York State and seeing reception of Governor Cuomo, so this was like his third term, right? So he didn't get a chance to finish his third term. Go ahead, Fee. What you got a question?
He works in you all's home city, yeah.
That's what all
off.
The laws are.
Fuck off, man. Man, I'm going to put your hand down, man. Get the fuck out of here, bro. Anyway, getting back to the topic. I feel, like I said, with Cuomo, Governor Cuomo, or ex-Governor Cuomo, the reception of him from what I saw was kind of mixed. You know, the Dems, they liked him, but not all of them. And, you know, the Republicans, a lot of them couldn't stand him. So, you know, they felt like he ruled kind of like absolutely for the most part. And I have to say, when the pandemic did happen, like, he did take charge and kind of made decisions. And, you know, I felt like he did what was right as far as the public perceived. But as things started to unfold with the investigations and hiding actual numbers and things of that nature, it started to unravel, you know, what he was doing. So my feelings on Cuomo are kind of mixed. I think he did do some things right and he did some things wrong, right? That's the politician. But when it comes to the sexual allegations, and like you said, none of this stuff has been substantiated as far as him being proven guilty in a court of law. But, you know, they did an investigation. Yeah, smoke is fire. They did an investigation and they found that, you know, what they were saying has merit. So at the end of the day, you know, if you're doing something that's wrong and, you know, you're in a position that you're in, I guess the best thing for him to do is step aside. Originally, that was something that he was not going to do. But, you know, impeachment and everything else. And, you know, I don't know. Is that impeachment for governors as well or whatever? Impeachment. So to get him out of office was going to happen regardless. So he would have been removed one way or another. I don't think it was just the sexual allegation situation. I feel like there are a whole bunch of other reasons why they didn't want him in office to begin with or to remain in office. So, you know, he had a lot of targets on his back at the end of the day. So, you know, I feel like he made the right decision to step out the way. Like I said, he did some good, did some bad, but that's politics. That's the way it goes.
Well, very well said, Chili. And I agree with everything you stated. I'm not going to reiterate it. The last part about him having a bunch of targets on his back is very true. Like you said, Republicans, all of them hated him, probably because he governed the way they do when they're in power.
But it's a big city. You have to in a city like New York.
Well, we'll see. So now the lieutenant governor, Kathy Hochul, who's going to replace him, apparently she's the complete opposite. She extends out an olive branch as much as she can. She's been building coalitions throughout government. So she has a lot of people who actually like her. So we'll see. Is she going to do a good job? We don't know. Maybe we'll see that Cuomo's way of doing it heavy-handed was right. But we'll see. But yeah, he no one liked him, basically. Like, he didn't have any friends. Like, it was, you know, he had a toxic workplace, but that's because everyone sucked up to him. Like, people wanted to please him because he made it so, you know, that way. But anyone outside of his office was ready to stab him in the back as quickly as possible. And that's what
I didn't know he was just damn awful.
His undoing. Yeah, that's what we're finding out. I mean, the man wrote a book in the middle of a pandemic saying this is how you handle a pandemic. I'm like, dude, the shit is still going on. Like, what are you taking a victory lap for? That was pretty in hindsight, or not even hindsight, like, in the moment.
Yeah,
that was like too soon.
That's a ball of shit. Yeah.
He
was like, you're welcome. You should just name the fucking book, You're Welcome.
Right. God's gift to man, right? And me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I think he will, like, step away for a good year. And then I don't know how he'll come back. So that's a pretty interesting. Chili said he might come back and have a show? Or was that you, Feeve?
That was me.
Feeve.
He may have, like, maybe, if possible. Because a guy like, just did not like him. I think his was far worse. But Anthony Weiner, right? Like, didn't he eventually get up? I mean, the name is apropos. He was, I want to say at one point he was on CNN and then he got off of there.
Spitzer.
I think
Elliot Spitzer. Yeah. Okay, I'm mixing them up. But yeah, like, but
another
anyway,
asshole governor of New York State that got in trouble, you know, for.
What's going on? What the fuck is going on in Albany, guys? Jeez.
That was uncalled for. But sorry, I like it.
No, I'm joking.
Don't forget who edits the show.
Ah, damn.
I think it's more likely that with the time off, when he comes back, he'll run for like U.S. Senate.
Hmm.
because that's technically a stepping stone to be then on the national stage, and then in another 6 years he'll run for president.
You think he still has a shot at running and running for office? You too, Chili?
I think so.
Who did 60-70 million people vote for a few years ago?
Yeah, I get that. I know, but like that's the other side of the aisle, right?
And
they agree. They accept his film.
Yeah, but listen. So a lot of people in government didn't like or don't like Cuomo, but I would say voters, Democrats, are like, "Yo, he was cool. He did a good job," and that's who he has to convince, right? So as long as he shuts up and goes away for a while, and we don't hear anything, at least he'll have a chance to rewrite the narrative. If he stays in the limelight, a la the baby, and just keeps doubling down, then that's a different story. But if he just goes away, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I did get a chance to see some of his like resignation speech, and you gotta admit, the guy is polarizing. Like, even if you don't like him or there are things about him you don't like, he can captivate people and kind of smooth things over. So I feel like if he does go away for a little bit, like Booz is saying, I think he'd be okay as far as politics are considered. He's not the youngest. He's what, 63?
Like 63, yeah.
Yeah, so he's a little bit up there in age, but you know, we got a president that's what, 76? 70, so
77?
Yeah. Cuomo's gonna be okay as far as that.
Yeah, and also,
what's the latest of Biden, by the way?
Oh, he's killing it right now, and on where it counts in terms of passing legislation and getting shit done. Now, I mean, he's not doing it, but it's his agenda. So they Senate just approved the $3 trillion infrastructure
bill. Yeah.
Okay, and they just approved again his almost $3 trillion budget for the next year that they want, where they're going to rewrite the tax code and start taxing the wealthy more, help out with childcare, help the poor. Like, basically it's everything Democrats want is in this new budget, and they just got it passed, I think 2 days ago, and they're not there yet, but they're able to take the next step of getting it.
I saw Turtle Face even applaud him for how he's working across the aisle and all that. And by Turtle Face, guys, I'm talking about Mitch McConnell.
That's still surprising to hear.
Yeah.
But Democrats seem to be willing to use reconciliation as the method to get shit passed, which means they basically changed the rules in the Senate where they only need a simple majority. So they just need 51 votes instead of 2/3 to pass legislation. And that means Vice President Kamala Harris is going to be the tiebreak. But they're willing to do it. And as long as they can get fucking Joe Manchin of West Virginia to toe the line, they'll be straight. It's looking good. It's looking good for Uncle Joe.
All right, Uncle Joe. Keep your fucking shades and ice cream. You know what I mean? You sounds like you're earning it. What's up, Chili?
All I was gonna say is to kind of put a bow on Cuomo. I don't want to promote behavior that's bad behavior, but at the same time, you can't just cancel everybody. You know, he you know what I mean? He could probably benefit for some counseling, because in the beginning he was saying, well, I talk with my hands, or I do this, I do that. And he was kind of trying to explain a lot of the situations.
I'm Italian. This is how I am.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And a lot of practices, right? A lot of practices he was doing, he's used to doing things a certain way. But that doesn't make it right. So maybe some counseling could help this guy. That's all I want to say.
Some HR sessions.
Maybe. Yeah, right. This is wrong. Some retraining, right? And I think he'd be okay.
So, all right. So you touched on it. So there are levels, I guess. I mean, there shouldn't be, but the stuff that he's accused of, it doesn't, yes, it's wrong and it was unwanted, but it's also nowhere close to the stuff that Trump was accused of, or not even accused of, but we know he did. And how much of it do you think is is true. Like where Cuomo believes his own words of saying like he didn't knowingly do anything wrong. This is just how he is. He kisses 85-year-old grandmothers on the cheeks that when he sees them, he hugs babies. Like it, you know, men, women, young, old, doesn't matter. He right. treats everyone the same way. It's just he happens to treat them like they're, you know, his 20-year-old daughter, you know, as opposed to another adult that he doesn't know.
Right.
What do we think of that? Like, is that a valid, like, should he be cut some slack?
You're saying
that's really how he.
So is the rationale, hey, this is part of my culture. This is where I grew up. You know, this is how
it's
I
his
grew
culture,
up.
Right? Not it's like an Italian thing. It's just his personal.
Yeah, by mine, when I say mine, his personal core values, how he embraces people. Yeah. He's using that as rationale as to why, you know, these women are bringing these cases up about him.
Yeah.
That's bullshit. That's plausible deniability, man. Like how egregious, you know, that multiple women are making these accusations. Like you have to be doing a little more than cheek grabbing and hugging and all that stuff. It has to be a little more than that.
Yeah, that's my opinion. Of like touching women's breasts and like.
Oh yeah, come on. Yeah. So you go. So you're saying that's your culture to go touch boobs and shit, unwarrantedly.
Yeah.
In an unwarranted manner. Chili.
I was going to say, I hear that, and I also, well, then I have an additional question then. How much of this information did he know before these reports were done, or was a lot of this after the fact? Like, was he privy to this information? Like, HR's like, hey, you're doing this. This person accused you of this. You can't do this, that sort of
That's
stuff.
A good point.
Or is it all just sprung on him at the same time, one person? And I'm not victim shaming or anything. I'm just saying, what was his
did
knowledge?
He have,
right.
Yeah, did he have an opportunity to course correct before it got to this level?
Right. I don't know. That's just the question I'm feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the stuff happened over the course of years. It's not like all of this was from last week, you know.
Right. But did he know is what I'm saying. It was all right. I don't know.
Some of the women, from what I've read, told him, you know, flat out no, like, or, you know, try to push him away. So that should have been his way of saying, of realizing, no, this is not wanted. But then again, if he's doing it to everybody or most people who he's coming in contact with, is him being rebuffed by some small number of them enough for him to change his normal course of being? I agree with you where you said, Chili, that, you know, maybe training is what's needed. Is that he's old enough that yes, this behavior can be deemed ingrained and like it's just something that is hard for him to change, but he's young enough that it's not impossible. And also just he's a smart dude.
Right. Right. Yeah, he's competent. So it's like you can learn how you just wrote a book about how to end a pandemic that's not how to solve a pandemic that hasn't even ended yet. So you're pretty fucking smart. Right.
And so, he also was like a champion of the Me Too movement when it really like first got going. So either he was completely like he knew what he was doing behind the scenes and like wanted publicly to seem like a different guy, or he's just completely blind to the fact that his actions can be considered things that are deemed but that are things that like the Me Too movement specifically is trying to prevent and stop.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is he that there was just a disconnect where I like maybe he's like, okay, all these other guys are wrong, but I'm not doing anything close to that, and so I can go on. I don't know.
That's human nature, though, I feel like, to a degree. Like, we sometimes have this eerie ability to judge others, but an inability to see the bullshit that we're doing wrong too.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Look at yourself in the mirror.
Yeah, yeah. Like Michael Jackson said, that's my song pick for the week. I'm starting with the man in the mirror. Look in the mirror, motherfucker. What are you doing before you go judging other people?
Yeah.
So that's part of his training. Like, while he's in the training class, you have to have man on the mirror on repeat. Okay, Cuomo, you'll be fine. But no, jokes aside, man, I do agree. Like, to your point a second ago, Chili, like, is cancellation always the move to make? And I don't think so, because, you know, it's not like these people are dying off. They're still around somewhere. So you have to, you know, And it's not like they have the inability to change, to what Booz alluded to. You know, it's, yeah, he's a little up there in age, but he's competent enough to change. So, you know, yes, he's wrong, obviously, but give him the chance to change. You know, give him the chance. He should show that. I think he should show that. Hey, you know, I started, you know, I went to X amount of retreats, received counseling and all that stuff. That's what he should. I don't know if he said that in his resignation speech, but maybe it's because he's still fighting it and whatever. But, you know.
So that's actually a good point about, like, him realizing that, you know, he's really wrong. I don't know that he's there yet. And
sounds like somebody we know.
Right. But
44th president. Not 45th.
So and so he resigned, right, on, was it Tuesday? And but he's not out of office yet. He's in 14 days from Tuesday. So 2 weeks after is when he's actually leaving and Kathy Hochul is going to take over. Interestingly, former governor David Paterson of New York, the blind governor who took over from Elliot Spitzer when he resigned.
Right.
Yeah. So he said in an interview today that it's interesting, and he actually used the word suspicious that they're taking 14 days for this transition, because when he got bumped from lieutenant governor to governor, it was a 5-day transition, and there's nothing that says, like, you know, it has to be a certain number of days, but he was like, it was 5 days, and it honestly could have been like sooner. And he's like, I don't know what they could possibly need 14 days for. She's not learning anything that's going to prepare her for being governor. She already knows what she needs to know. She's going to use her instincts and her time in politics prior to this to help govern. So he's like, I'm curious as to what they're doing to need this much time.
Favors to some people. He owes some favors to some.
So that's people. I think that's what he was getting at, that, like, it's people. He was like, in those 5 days where I was transitioning into the office, again, it wasn't that I was learning anything that's going to help me to be governor. He was like, it was I was dealing with these crazy requests before becoming, like, taking the place. And I think, Feeve, I think you hit it on the head. It's like, what are people asking you? What favors are they asking for before you assume the position, so that once you are actually there, you're going to help them out? 14 days, I mean, compared to 5, like, I didn't think anything of it until David Paterson said it. And then it's like, all right, well, this guy has some experience with this shit.
It's like a known, it's like what I like to call a known secret, right? That lobbyists, probably criminal organizations and such, are in bed with politicians, you know, to get certain ordinances put in place, certain legislations be put in place that favor whatever it is that they got going on. So if, to me, that sounds like, hey, I get that you then grabbed a couple of titties and all that stuff, but before you leave office, you need to get XYZ done. Yeah. Or we're going to cut your big ass nipples off too. How about that? You know? You remember that picture of him? I don't mean to be talking about his nipples, but this shit was gross, man. It was like a picture of him, and his fucking nipples, like, took up like a 2-inch diameter of, like, both sides of his shirt. It was gross, man. It was not pretty. Sorry. But yeah. Random knowledge. Stay off Instagram, kids. Stay off Instagram.
New episode alert. New episode alert. Check us out on
Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and most other places where you download streaming content.
Hey, we are pretty up to date on our podcast posting. So to catch all the recent episodes, like Feeve said, we're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Deezer, TuneIn, wherever you catch your you get your podcast from, we're there. Search
That's for right.
us. Find us.
We out here. We everywhere. You ain't never there. Oh, man. Akon, I mean, he's not doing music right now. He's like fucking, he's like the modern day T'Challa, man. Like, he's like the fucking Black Panther. Like, he's... Like, he gave electricity to, like, half the continent or some shit like that, or something like that, right? And now, apparently, he launched a cryptocurrency, Akoin, which is, you know, spelled like how he spells his name. But the pilot went off base. It was a success.
Reading through that, like, some of that language is like super technical, but the fact that he's able to like create a coin and create a team, because that stuff doesn't is difficult. Like, you need a team of people working on that stuff. And the fact that he's trying to use it to like better where he's from, I think is a really cool idea. I think that's the scary thing about crypto, especially like the people in government are very scared of the social aspect of it, because like you can create a coin and then attach a social clause to it, and they don't like the ability that kind of the idea of someone being able to influence a currency like that. But I think what he's trying to do, like help where he's from, help the people out where he's from, and
admirable.
Sort of change the standing by creating a cryptocurrency. It's kind of dope. It's going to make him rich too, because that means he probably owns a ton of it. But like, it's still a cool thing, and he's like trying to be on the cutting edge of like where things are going currency wise. So I thought that was cool. And it's dope. I think it's pretty expensive. Like, I want to look at it. We can't buy it in America. It's on an exchange that's not. You can't get to it here.
Translation basis try.
Yeah, I went to look. Yeah, it's not an exchange we can get to here.
Get yourself a VPN and your problems are solved.
To Africa? Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Tell them you're in South Africa, Angola, Kenya, wherever, and you'll be able to purchase it.
I wonder, when do we get to the point where these cryptocurrencies are legitimately being accepted in multiple places? Like, you could go to a supermarket and buy,
it's starting.
You know, some groceries, like $5 Dogecoin or some shit like that. You know what I mean?
Once it hits like Amazon and things like that, I think it's gonna. But I think they want to do a ton of regulations before it gets there, because you can't have that running wild. Because you imagine like the dollar losing value, and then a job is like, I'll pay you in blah blah blah, and then one day you're making a ton of money, you get your paycheck, and it's worth nothing. So they gotta regulate it before it starts.
Rich people will not have that.
Yeah, no. You don't want your dollar.
Just imagine, that's anarchy, dog. That's really anarchy. That's just scary now when I think about it.
Yes. Yeah. There are stable coins that don't move and they stay at a dollar. And that's what like countries are trying to grasp onto and are trying to create their own stable coin. But the ones that are making all the money, people are nervous about those becoming a regular currency just because they fluctuate so much.
We are living in scary times, my friend. Booze, I'm going to need your help here. There's a topic here next to your name. Plate of food next to it. And I don't know what the fuck that means, nor how to segue that into anything. So do you have any context into it? What the fuck am I reading?
Yes. So, the picture would probably be helpful. It's in the chat. Go to our podcast chat and just look at the photos. It was posted at 8 o'clock this evening, 8:03.
8:03 your time?
Sure.
Oh, shit. You cooked this? Jesus, no. This is great.
Hell no, I didn't cook this.
Look, what is this, man? It's I see fried chicken. I see, what's that, brown rice?
With dirty rice. Dirty
pineapple.
Dirty fried rice. Pineapple.
He loves pineapple.
There's eggplant.
I do love pineapples. Yes. Eggplant, okay. What's this shit?
Beans, like a whole bunch of large beans in one of the bowls, and then the one with the yogurt, that is was it cucumber or?
Yeah, it looks like some sort of zucchini.
Zucchini in a yogurt sauce.
What is this?
We're not here for that. Look at the chicken. We're here for the chicken.
Yeah, the chicken looks good.
This is literally possibly the best fried chicken I've ever had.
Where's it from?
It is from a restaurant in Queens called Pecking House. They have a 2+ month waiting list to order. So I signed up for this wait list before I moved. And I'm all here. Monday will be 2 months since I've been here. And I got the email that I could place my order. This past Monday.
That's crazy.
Wow. How much did this cost?
You're looking at about $90 right there.
Jesus. But it's worth it.
Yes.
It looks delicious.
So the chicken, the seasoning on it is it's chili, a lot of chili peppers.
Mango.
And then it got some sweet, so yeah, there's got to be like some honey and stuff on there. And the way this, like the skin has all the flavor, so you got to bite both, you know, the skin and the chicken at the same time. It was fucking amazing. It was spicier than I expected, though. Like after the I ate all of it without, you know, with, you know, just biting into it with my hands. I should have switched up to a knife and fork because my lips were on fire for like an hour.
Well, pocket shit after.
But like, but I feel like if you don't bite into it, initially, you miss out on the experience because like the flavor, like the skin again, like it's so thin.
Flavor's
like, cooked
in it
for so long, and like all of this, all the seasoning just hits you, and it just kind of like. Like no lie, like it like kind of bursts like onto your lips, and it helps with the whole experience.
You said it's called the Pecking Order.
Pecking House.
Pecking House.
So
I wonder if they story... I wonder if they ship countrywide, nationally.
Not yet. They do deliver throughout all of New York, or they used to. I think they stopped it. But like my coworker is the one who put me on this, and he lives in Brooklyn, and he got the shit delivered to him.
Yeah, I would too. That shit looks delicious, and the way you're explaining it.
But he was actually disappointed in it. But we realized like he's too fucking bougie when it comes to chicken because I don't know what he's talking about. And the experience was pretty good. Like you get the email to place your order. You place your order. You pick which day and time you want to pick it up. You drive to the restaurant, or they will deliver it if you're within a certain distance. But you drive there. You call them. Say you're outside and someone comes out and brings the bag to your car.
Damn.
So it was pretty legit. And like I called and, you know, at the time I was supposed to be there and I did not have to wait. Like the dude just came out. I was off. It was an experience. It's expensive, right? It's like $35 per meal for three pieces of chicken and the sides basically. But if you were at a restaurant, I feel like that's what you're paying for.
Like, essentially, anyway, that's real.
Yeah.
Minus like liquor. You know, usually you add in liquor. That's how much the bill comes to.
Yeah. So the story behind this is that it's a regular Chinese restaurant. But due to COVID, they were about to close down. So the owner, his nephew, actually, decided to leave his Michelin star restaurant in the city and come and help out at the family business in Queens. So he came to basically save them from going out of business and decided to come up with his interpretation of what fried chicken should be. And so this isn't something that was served at the restaurant that he was working at. I think he was the sous chef or the executive chef at, I want to say it was a three Michelin star restaurant. And he probably already had this idea in his head, but he was able to put it into practice during COVID and start selling it out of this restaurant. So basically they have a full menu, but no one orders anything other than the fried chicken from it.
Hey, you got good products. I'm all for it. Yeah. You're gonna have to overnight me some of that shit one day, bro.
I accept. I'll add my name again to the wait list, and by the fall, I should be able to,
hey, to order. Thanksgiving. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And my wife didn't know what the hell to expect, and she wasn't sure that she would like it, but she said it was really
Mrs. Boozer approves. Hey, man. Can't go wrong there. Damn, man. I'm hungry as hell now. Thanks, Boozer. But anyway, song and streaming recommendations for the week. What's the song I've been playing again? I was talking about it with you early on in the show. Mine is No Phony Love by Nas and Charlie Wilson off of King's Disease 2.
Thought it was Man in the Mirror.
Well, yeah, that was it then. But here's another one. It's two. You got two now, okay? They got two, okay, Boozer? Shit. Fuck. But Nas. Nah, man, it's a dope song. No Phony Love with Charlie Wilson and Nas. Shit, they had me in such a good mood. One day I went on Instagram or whatever and was like singing that shit. I just like the hook. No phony love. No phony love. Guaranteed trust. And then some other shit. It's dope. But just listen to the album all together. You know, Boozer and I shared our thoughts earlier on. So that's my song recommendation. Streaming recommendation. I don't have shit. Because at this point, like, I'm waiting for, like, Dragon Ball Super to come back on. I do need to watch Power again. But, yeah, I'm not really watching shit on TV.
What do you mean come back on? They're in between seasons?
Dragon Ball Super?
Yeah.
Dragon Ball Super? Yeah. So, like, they... So, from 2015 to 2018, they were dropping, you know, bunch of sagas, right? And then they ended in 2018 at the Tournament of Power, which you'll come to know. And but they said they'll be back. And since then, they've dropped a movie, and they just announced another movie for 2022. And the manga, which is the, you know, the comic book version of Dragon Ball, is about like two sagas in now, past where we left off at in the anime. So, condensing all of what I just said, there's a world of content to be put into anime, and like everybody's like waiting for it. And it's like it's been three fucking years now.
Yeah, you know, what are they doing?
What are they doing?
I don't know what the fuck they're doing, but they need to figure it out. They're doing everything except for giving us a fucking new Dragon Ball Super anime. It's not fair, but whatever. You know, Lord Toriyama Gibson takes away. Yeah, well, how far along are you?
To the Boo saga, by the way.
Are you at Fat Boo yet? Like, has Boo been hatched?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. It looks like a fucking child waddling around, throwing tantrums.
Who has he beaten thus far?
He beat the shit out of Dabura real quick. But that's it so far.
It damn near killed him. Okay. What do you think of the Vegeta and Goku fight?
Meh. It was anticlimactic.
Yeah, because Goku's a fucking idiot.
But also, Goku wasn't really doing what he should have been.
Mm-hmm.
Or could have been.
Vegeta, you know, was. Vegeta, so you haven't gotten to that point yet. But I can't wait to the point that, because I think I spoiled it for you already. Goku gets another transformation, yeah? You have to watch, because I think you mentioned that you don't care too much for the English voice acting.
Yeah.
But when you get to that point, switch over to English.
Oh, really?
It's way better in English when he transforms. Yeah. But okay. You're getting there, man.
Yeah, I realize, like, I've watched a lot of fucking Dragon Ball. Anime. Like,
yeah, you watched
episode like 240.
It's a lot to take in. And some of it is filler. Because that's like the anime uncut. And right. You got shit like Dragon Ball Z Kai and all that stuff.
Well, also, this is just of Dragon Ball Z. Remember, I watched all of Dragon Ball, which
as I said Dragon Ball. I said Dragon Ball. Yeah. So you know a lot more than most people don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. What's your song?
Song recommendation is Dumpling Remix by Stylo G, Sean Paul, and Spice. I don't think it's new. Let me see, when did this come out? It's probably like a couple years old, but
it's slap.
Yeah, I like it. I don't have a streaming recommendation. I have a streaming non-recommendation, and I want to save everyone the trouble.
Uh-oh.
Do not watch Suicide Squad.
How did I know you were going to say that?
The new one.
Man, I thought it would be good.
Nah,
what was so bad about it?
Horrible.
Out of a movie.
You take Will Smith out and you replace him with Idris Elba, you're not doing too bad, right? But Idris Elba couldn't save the movie. Like, the writing, the plot, everything is so bad. Just
How was the shark?
The shark was actually cool. That he might be the best part.
So for the listeners, it's a humanoid killer shark.
King Shark is probably the best part.
King Shark is a humanoid killer shark that's on the Suicide Squad. And he's everything that you would think a humanoid shark is. He walks around biting people's fucking heads off. And it's amazing. I'm sorry, Boozer, go ahead.
No, that's... Yeah, I'm telling you, listen to me. Heed my warning. I did it. I watched it, so you don't have to. Don't do it to yourselves. It's horrible.
Is it like snakes on a plane bed?
I actually didn't see snakes on a plane.
Should we?
You know, I just had to look it up real quick. You know who plays the shark?
Oh.
Ooh.
Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
Get the fuck out of here. Yeah. Seriously? Yeah. I'm watching that shit tonight after I get off this podcast with y'all.
I'm sure you can find a YouTube version of just King Shark's clips. Like, just do that.
I got HBO Max. It's on HBO Max. You know?
Yes, don't do it, man. It's 2 hours of your life that will be wasted.
Like, this movie is amazing.
Rotten Tomatoes gave it 91%.
No, they did.
Rotten Tomatoes did. I'm not saying they're the authority. I'm just saying they gave it 91%.
Wow. I mean, they give Avengers and all that shit crazy percentages. So you can't pick and choose when to respect it.
Okay, so I don't respect it at all.
I'm just saying. I'm saying they gave it 91%. I'm not disputing. I'm just giving.
I don't always respect Rotten Tomatoes. You know, I'll watch the movie. It's just based off level of interest. You can't really go off of that too much. You can and can't.
Multiple times throughout the movie was like, why am I gonna, like, I need to just turn this off. Like, why am I still watching
it? But you kept watching now.
Because then I was like, I'm already this far along. I might as well. And that part of it was like, okay, I want to talk about this on the pod. So let me just get through it. So this was kind of the motivation to finish. And I did finish it in one sitting. I did stop like with about 20 minutes to go. And then I had to watch it, like, you know, finish it at a different time. It's brutal, man.
That bad, huh? Well,
it's bad.
Big Boozer says don't watch Suicide Squad.
I mean, and it's got good big stars in it, right? So you have Idris Elba, you have Viola Davis, you have
Margot
Ruby, yeah. So yeah, you apparently have Sylvester Stallone playing King Shark, like, and yet I think it's the writing. For me, it was the writing was just horrendous.
You were trying to be like,
I want to watch it for King Shark. No. That it sounds quite. You could, like, Stallone has like his doofy ass voice in there too, right?
Of course.
He's just like, yo, I'm a short.
It's actually even worse than that. Yeah.
Oh, yes, tremendous. Yeah, I think I am gonna like this because it's stupid.
It's gory too, so there's that.
Oh yes, yeah, I'm definitely gonna like it. Gory shit. But all right, base.
X Factor, Lauryn Hill. I played it this week. And I should have watched more, but I watched like Loki, which was way better than I thought. Like, I'm a big sci-fi fan, especially when the sci-fi has to do with time travel. So, like, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was all about it. So it was way better than that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
How many episodes are out in there? Like six or something?
Five or six.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But it's really well written. They did it justice too. Did him justice.
I gotta steal somebody's fucking Disney Plus.
Dang. Right. I haven't seen it at all.
I got you guys.
Oh. Thanks.
Returning the favor. I got your Funimation.
Yeah. Oh, no problem, man. But all right. You said X Factor by Lauryn Hill.
Yep.
Check that out. Chili.
All right, so I'm going to start my music pick. I'm going to say, since we were talking about Adidas and all that, I'm going to go with Run DMC, Rock Box.
Oh, that was a shit.
Yeah. So that's a dope track right there. Shout out to Queens, because I know you guys are talking a lot about Nas and everything else. But also, I want to mention something. Happy birthday to hip-hop. So I guess Kool Herc posted something about a party that he gave August 11th, 1973. And, you know, he's one of the founders of hip hop. So they're saying hip hop turned 48 this week. So shout out to hip hop.
out here going through all types of transformations and being like the biggest genre in the world right now. So that's
crazy.
Right.
That's what's up.
Yeah. I saw on that flyer, by the way, that actually, like, the interest fee, that was crazy at the rec center. It was 25 cent for ladies, and 50 cent for men. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
It goes. Is that what it was again originally?
Yeah, for that part. Yeah.
That's crazy.
It was like posted on some type of index card or whatever. That's that was wild. Yeah.
Well, one thing hasn't changed from that poster.
Oh, the men, yeah.
Still pay more.
Yeah.
Cover.
Yeah, don't worry. That's not changing.
Well, I don't want to do that. That's too much aggression, though, right? Like, you're in a party and it's a whole bunch of dudes. It's bound to be a fight.
You have too much of one thing, you have anything.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be, too much testosterone in the open area. That's not good.
Yeah, so that's my music pick. And then for my streaming selection, I stumbled upon, like, this supernatural type show. I'm always into, like, the scary supernatural type stuff. CBS actually did a decent job with a show called Evil. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with that. Mike Coulter from Luke Cage was in it, and two other actors. I can't remember their names right now, but it was done pretty well. So, like I said, it's a supernatural. It gets into kind of like demons, and then exorcisms, and also pitting like psychology and science against it. So I thought it was done decently. About 10 or 12 episodes for the first season, and I think the second season is going on right now. So Evil, that's my recommendation.
What platform is that on?
I found that on Netflix. So the first season's on Netflix, and then second season, like I said, is going on right now, but I think the second season is going to be on Paramount. You know, there's 1,000 streaming services. I'm not getting Paramount for it, but I'll find a way to watch it.
Got it. Thanks, bro. Yep, I see it.
Yeah, it's pretty good, man. About 40-something minutes per episode. Like I said, I'm into the supernatural evil, but then it also has, like I said, psychology and, like, a science pitted against it. So it's one versus the next. It's done really well.
It sounds dope. Now, you put me on a Punisher, bro, so hey.
Yeah, yeah.
I take your recommendations all the time.
My man.
All right, fellas. In our classy human section of the week, picking up off where Big Boozer and Chili and I left off, the Locks, that is the Warlocks from Yonkers, New York.
The Warlocks, who, that was their first name.
No, that was the initial name, but then they changed it.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
But then, I mean, look, do I have to say it? I don't, but I'm going to say it. They beat the shit out of the fucking Diplomats, the Dipset, whoever those guys are, fuck them. You know what I mean? One fell off the stage. The other one had a whole fucking dirty laundry bag on his fucking head and shit. The other one was okay, kind of, but it was too high to save his group and all that shit. So, the Locks was victorious. And they got, what, guys? A key to the city? A key to the city of Yonkers. Who would have thought?
Indeed. we were discussing before it started, like, it seems a little weird that they didn't receive it prior to this. Because they've been repping Yonkers for 25 years.
They've been building like little rec centers and parks and shit.
Yeah, they've been building parks to give people a place to work out, get their aggression out in a healthy fashion. So it just goes to show the level of beatdown that was beset on Dipset. That even some old white people in government had to recognize and honor the Locks.
My gosh, guys, you really gave them a patootie beating, didn't you?
Also, I'm pretty sure they're like, this is our chance to say fuck you to Harlem.
Fuck Harlem. Nobody likes them guys.
The Locks got the key to Yonkers. Specifically, Styles P. I don't know why he was the only one who actually was there to receive it.
He's probably the one that's most heavily involved in that community outreach because he does Juices for Life and a lot of other stuff. But I'd be remiss. We talked about aggression a second ago. We got to let Chili speak his piece.
Nah, listen, I'm going to give them the respect because, they are the classy humans of the week. They deserve it. They've been doing it for a long time. They put on a great show. Jadakiss out there outshining everybody. Sheik did his thing. Styles P.
And just to echo everything you guys say, they really look out for the community. Juices for Life. Styles has some type of with his wife, some type of vitamins he does as mm-hmm. well. So, you know, mm-hmm. Shouts out to them. But, you know, the set, you know, they let me down a little bit. But watching the Breakfast Club interview, honestly, some of the stuff they kind of dispelled. So Jim didn't really fall, I guess. I guess he was going, listen, I'm just telling you what they said.
And fell off the stage.
He was reaching for his ring or whatever the situation may be. And then, they manufactured a lot of the stuff, kind of like wrestling. And that's how you're supposed to do it, right? You put on a good show. They got outperformed. The set got outperformed. But guess what? I'm going to get a Lox de Roses too. So shout out to the Lox.
That's very, very humble of you, Chili. Yeah. But. Jimmy fell off that fucking stage. I didn't see no ring flying nowhere. He the way he tripped up over that microphone, he fell off that stage. Shut the fuck up. Fuck out of here. Bass, any thoughts?
I mean, yeah, they deserve it. Like I said before, I thought they were gonna win. Definitely one of my favorite groups. And I just goes to show preparation. Always wins, you know what I mean? Like, so, yeah, mm-hmm. did a great job.
Can I just read the opening line of this article?
Yeah, that's why I was like, yo, like, because I had to click on the link, like, just to make sure I wasn't bugging out. Now, go ahead, read that line, read the opening line.
So this is the opening line of the article about the Lox getting the key to the city. After a universal waxing of Dipset at last week's Versus battle in Madison Square Garden, the Lox hometown of Yonkers are so proud of them that they've decided to give the three-man group the keys to the city. Even a writer who is supposed to be unbiased
Josh Darley, those guys, yeah. They really, scorched them, huh? It was brutal. Oh, man. I think at one point, Diddy Kiss, I think I probably said this in the last episode too, but fuck it, I'm going to say it again because it's so disrespectful. Diddy Kiss took Joel's bandana off the top of his head and threw it on the ground.
Yeah, I think that was gamesmanship.
I know it was gamesmanship, but it was hilarious. It's just hilarious.
Again, the fact that they're going on tour together kind of made everything, all their antics seem a little more like WWE, like you said.
But no, like throughout, like even on Instagram, when Styles P and Jim Jones were going at it, they said, hey, you know, we just joking, it's all love, but we selling this thing. So they made it clear, like, yo, I'm selling.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I think the real shock factor was in the fact that, you know, you don't see grown men like joking around, like being as aggressive as they were on the stage saying the shit that they were saying. And not a legitimate fight breakout.
And not fight,
And
tons of gangs in there, too.
And it's like tons of gangs and stuff in there. So it's like the level of respect amongst each other as a group and just, you know, just celebrating New York hip hop, man. That was just dope. So, yep. That's what I liked about it the most. All right, quote of the week. I love it. All right. So Sheik Looch, member of the Lox, kind of like the muscle of the group. He once said in some song that bragging about jewelry, you look like food. So what that means is, for the uninitiated, is you brag about, you know, materialistic things that hold a set perceived value. Someone who, you know, wants that to, you know, make money off said value may take it from you. Well, they may take it from you just because they want to take it from you. They don't like you. So, you know, that alludes to the underworlds of society. So don't, what I get from that quote is don't brag. You know, don't brag if you don't have to. Only brag when somebody's trying to shit on you and you only do it to that one person. Otherwise, you'll become food. You'll lose your shit.
Know when to flex. And
know when to flex. Yeah. Don't go putting $24 million fucking diamonds in your forehead and shit, you know?
Well said.
So cheers to whoever put that quote in there. But I don't have much else, you guys.
Does anyone else have anything else that they'd like to let the world know? No? All right, cool. Well, if you'd like to, if you haven't seen Petals just yet, I encourage you guys to go check us out on Instagram. High_lives on Instagram. Check out some of our content on there. You can also check us out on Twitter. What are we? High and Low Lives 1. High and Low Life 1, something like that. So we're on there pretty frequently. Get on there and engage with us. And yeah, we appreciate the support. And as always, be great, be powerful, be blessed. This has been another episode of the High Life Show. We are out. Deuces. Peace.
Peace.